if you can do roll call.
Randy Dye.
Here.
Randy Howard.
Here.
Bob Lloyd.
Cheers.
Gary Levi.
Here.
Lloyd Freckleton.
Here.
Kelly Quietek.
Here.
Any requests for public participation?
No requests.
Okay, with that, Tom, I'll turn it over to you to introduce the topic.
Thank you. Yes, we, as y'all recall, we recently changed our status from incorporated back to the state of Florida. As part of the transition, we have a little hiccup with the Bank of America. And with that, I will turn it over to Rodney,
yes,
who will present the memo.
Thanks. What we have before you is our agenda item regarding the corporate status. As Dr. Basso said, as you know, the college was incorporated in 2004, and in July, the board approved to dissolve the college, the corporate status of the college. So during the winding down transition of some of the matters, one of our banking partners, Bank of America, is requiring us, the college, to temporarily reinstate the corporate status of the college for the continuity of the bank account. And a lot of that has to do with a confirmation determination letter from the IRS, which confirms that the EIN from Daytona State College, Inc. will be the same EIN for Daytona State College. And also, they Bank of America, wants an assignment transfer agreement where Daytona State College, Inc. transfers its EIN bank accounts of Bank of America from Daytona State College Bank to Daytona State College. So basically, for those reasons, we are requesting the board to temporarily reinstate the corporate status of the college, and then after this is resolved in a reasonable amount of time, to dissolve that corporate status. So be happy to answer any questions. Marty is here to answer questions. He's been in some meetings with Bank of America as well.
Question. So just to be, I mean, I know that we did this for good reason, mm-hmm. and I just want to make sure, while it seems to me that the Bank of America request is to serve their needs and not ours.
Perhaps.
And I just want to make sure we're not incurring some liability, or do we have to re-notify the state of the change, and can you just maybe expand on that a bit?
I think what's going to happen is to reincorporate, we'll have to become active as a corporation, and that'll be in effect with the state. Once we do that, we're going to get the firm that worked with us in dissolving the corporate status. I have a meeting with him at 10 a.m. tomorrow, and then so the state will be notified to answer the question. In terms of the corporate status, will be instead of dissolved, it'll be now active once that becomes into effect. And then shortly after all this has been accomplished, the corporation will dissolve.
And then give us the time to get the IRS letter,
right,
to be able to provide to Bank of America,
right,
to accomplish what their mission is.
Correct.
They want either a IRS letter that says we've been dissolved and the EIN number transfers, or they want us to be active as a corporation as we were before.
Right, correct.
Yeah.
And no negative impact during the temporary. For the other reasons we switched, there's no negative impact.
No negative. Everything, pretty much most everything has been transferred, property and things. And
except for this.
These last remaining items.
Yeah, Randy, your point's a very good one. I'm glad you brought it up. Unfortunately, banking industry, the regulatory environment that it operates in, runs the roost on this whole thing, and doesn't make sense. And especially, you would think some common sense could come in play, but it doesn't in that industry when it comes to these kinds of things.
Can we have this as a motion from?
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
Second from Mr. Lloyd, and then further discussion.
Yep, so has the IRS been, have we informed Bank of America that we requested this information from the IRS, and all the notifications have taken place?
Yes, during our meetings, and I'm sure I've been involved in only a couple of meetings, but Marty's been involved, and the meetings I've been in with Marty, he has informed them, I'm sure he's informed them prior to that
He provided Bank of America the IRS letter for the request.
The request for the IRS.
The
statute, yeah. The status change.
Just to show that, hey, Bank of America, we're moving forward. Here's our due diligence. Here's the letter that shows that what we're.
It's just a good opportunity for us to get the beach back into Daytona Beach.
Yeah, unfortunately not.
There is no city called Daytona. I'm just saying.
Have we satisfied the state as far, or are they aware of what is being transpired with us and the banks and so forth?
All the state knows is that what has been filed with the state, that the corporate status was dissolved in July. And that's our status now with the Division of Corporations. Until
once we do this,
then we will be back in an active status.
So you don't have to, sorry, you don't have to refile for a new corporation. You're just asking for a status change to make the former corporation live and active again.
I believe so, and I'll get that clarification from our counsel tomorrow. But as I understand it, that's how it works.
My only concern is that we don't kick off the state folks, that they're aware of the things that's happening, so they don't try to penalize or whatever. There might be somebody in my closet somewhere to say, oh, they told the state that's, put some bins in them.
When we did this, July?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. We did so because we recognized it was an old, but we weren't under any recommendation, or was it, or am I correct to say that it was an audit recommendation on our part from our firm?
I believe there was just a lot of confusion between Daytona State College Inc. and Daytona State College and Transact, the college business.
What it boiled down to, if you recall, we really did never need it to be Daytona State College Inc. I think we did it at the time to apply for a grant, perhaps back in 2004 or 2005. But if you look at any of our other sister institutions, right, where none of them have the Inc., we're all a political subdivision of the state as defined by Florida statute, a state college.
So does it put any funding in jeopardy from the state? Does
Absolutely
it put any
right.
grants and funding yeah. from the state? We're covered.
Yeah, this was just something that had been lingering for years. And
yeah, no, I remember that.
Let's just clean this up, because we had some things under the college name, mm-hmm. state subdivision, and we had some things under the corp, name. And, again, as more I got familiar, I'm like, why do we, and I'm like, we finally need to get this fixed.
So has the bank been letting us conduct business?
They have, or we're essentially out of compliance for...
But when did you get, just for matter of record, when did you get notified, quote unquote, that we're not in compliance?
The bank, I would have to look at the specifics.
With what they say compliance is.
Yeah, the initial emails, they started out pretty gentle, just saying, hey, we may want to address this, and this went to my treasury person. Here, very recently, they got a little bit more aggressive. We need to, let's meet. We're coming up to our calendar year end, and we feel like action needs to be taken, or your accounts will go into a restricted status, which we will be getting a letter to that effect, I think, here.
So can you define what they say is restricted?
Yeah, so restricted status simply means we can continue business as is, can still write checks and utilize our accounts. We just can't add any services, subtract any services, add new accounts, take away accounts. So just business as usual. But after that restricted period, it would be like maybe 30 days, I believe, from the time we get the letter, thereabouts, then it would start to move towards closure of accounts, which of course we cannot have happen. They're really adamant about this temporary reinstatement, so that
and
we can
do
it the proper
way. Bank of America.
Well, we can take that up as we as we continue to discuss. I can tell you, Bank of America has been a good partner in the respect of their fees. Typically, when we've taken it out for bid, that they come back and with the least fees by a long shot than many of the others. Now, it's been a while, Randy, but we haven't done that in a bit, and maybe that time's coming due. But that's what I recall when we've taken out in the bid in the past, that they have been very competitive with their...
I mean, I guess the only thing I would just make sure when you make a council here, just make, if this has any negative repercussion from the state, from anything, there's other ways we can do it. I mean, if we're allowed to conduct business right now, you could withdraw almost all the money, open an account at a competitor bank. I mean, I hate to say it, but you could. And then fight with Bank of America. I'm not suggesting we do that, but you just need to make sure that we're really comfortable there's no negative repercussions.
Yeah. And I think just as a matter of course of business, you know, their agenda superseding us as a client is a little disappointing in my view. And it's obvious that it's a compliance issue for them. They let it slide. Now they're under the microscope, and here's the result. And so, now do we have any idea to be in compliance, to satisfy this whole thing, what the time frame is that we might get this IRS letter that would help them understand what we've done and why we've done it?
The estimate I got from one IRS agent was about 30 to 60 days from the time they received the letter. As of the other day, nothing had been processed just yet.
So what's the date of the letter?
December 3rd.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, here's the tricky part, right? This letter was done because, without going into too much more detail, last week we had a conversation with Bank of America, and it seemed like the IRS letter would suffice and would keep all continuity. This week, they're telling us, even if we got that determination letter tomorrow, that wouldn't do it. We need Daytona State College, Inc. back reinstated in order to make this, for the continuity purposes, to keep your accounts rather than close down this set of accounts and reopen as Daytona. They need us to be incorporated for just a little bit longer to wind down. So we got a little bit different tune last week versus this week.
And it's just so they can close the books. And then next year we and that letter then counts.
Well, then we dissolve the corporation again at the state level and then mirror it on the federal side and get that determination letter from the IRS that marries the two with our existing EIN.
So that's the other part of this. That's the other condition. This whole thing could still be up in the air if the IRS doesn't grant us the EIN to change to Daytona State College instead of Daytona State College.
I think the urgency now is because, as you said, we're coming down to the bank's year end, December, right? Yeah. We'll now be in January, a new year for them. We'll do it the so-called right way in their eyes, and it buys us more time, essentially, Randy. I think it's going to go well this time, right? I feel confident that we're going to.
And you like the relationship you have with Bank of America?
My people are. They like it. I'm not in it day in, day out, but they're happy with the ease of doing business with them versus some of the others we have with the Housing Corporation. We have a different bank, maybe not so easy to navigate, but not to say we're married to them or any bank.
But,
or institution,
but other than this, the relationship is fine.
It's been fine.
Yeah.
Whether we like their relationship, we like their terms.
Yeah, well, that's right, but the cost.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm here.
Yeah. When's the last time we put it out the bid?
7 years ago or so. Gary, I can get
that.
It sends a message if nothing else.
It's good to do every so often.
Because frankly, it is annoying because we can't get the letter to them and they're saying it's not good.
Yeah, that was the part, and we made it clear I wasn't real pleased about that change of.
So, other questions? Again, just make sure crystal clear with it. There's no issues with that.
All right,
motion and a second on the floor. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
In the
motion carries.
Thank you very much.
And with that, we will adjourn the meeting.